Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me?
Doctor,
you said,
didn't hear anything. Am I on the air, Frank? I'm in dead silence. What happened? Can you hear me? I can't hear anything. Am I on the air, Frank? Okay, this is Wendy Wilson, your herbalist. Having some technical difficulties, I apologize, but welcome to Herb Talk Live. Yes, the weekend's almost here. You can relax and rejuvenate, but during this hour, we're going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. So sit back and enjoy the ride. We do have a great show. We got the Quack Report. We got all that great stuff. And we're going to be talking about how you can recover faster when you're ill. If you're in the middle of some really bad health, we're going to help speed that recovery. We got some things there. And we're going to be talking about how you can drop your cholesterol under 200 and also lung cancer. So we're going to be talking about those things for this hour of the show. But before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, always praying for our men and women in the armed forces because they dedicate themselves and they put everything on the line. So you got to pray for our men and women in service, and also pray for America. America needs prayer. We need some righteous men and women to take back the reins of this country. You know, and I'm talking about some real righteous men and women, women who have the steadfastness, women and men who have the ability to, you know, by their works prove who they are, not just by what they say. So you know them by their fruits, according to the Word of God. So seek the Lord's face and pray for all of America. Bring America back as one nation under God. That's what we need. So prayer is powerful. So let's get to it. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. All right, we got some scare tactics beginning because, you know what, here we are in coming into that fall, and you know what that means. The scare campaign's already rolling out full force, the H1N1, the H5N1 avian flu. Have you not heard already on a national news? Officials are warning the public to beware of a rapid resurgence throughout the winter season from the avian flu virus. Yeah, this year's H5N1 strain, they say, has mutated from the previous strain, resulting in a more resistant strain. Of course, they don't have any vaccine currently for that, unless, of course, the universal flu vaccine is going to cover this one. We just don't know. Of course, the last strain of avian flu killed 331 people. That was back in since 2003. Also, they're warning that China and Vietnam, the officials say, are now facing a potential outbreak there. Okay, so prepare yourself. You know how to do it. Naturally, maintain high levels of your vitamin D. Load yourself up on some antiviral superfoods like your spirulina, your garlic. Drink lots of clean, fluoride-free water. Use your immune-boosting herbs with echinacea. And you know who to call for all those wonderful, including the pandemic kit. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. So do your due diligence this year. Also, what else we got? Nashville. Hey, a big salute to a Nashville, a suburb there. Officials from Spring Hill, Tennessee. That's a suburb of Nashville. They officially, as of the first of beginning the 1st of November, they're going to be removing all the chlorine, fluoride, and all that good stuff, I think, from their water. Yeah, the fluoridation is what they're removing. They say they don't have a statewide mandate that demands that they fluoridate their water, so the people of this town just voted, including the mayor, hey, we're just going to make things healthier all the way around. Let's hope some other towns that all catches on. What else we got in the Quacker government? In Oregon, fines a woman for holding some yard sales to pay for her cancer treatment. Did you hear about that? Yeah. Salem, Oregon. This poor little lady, she was undergoing some cancer treatments. Jan Klein, she's 64 years old. She's so sick she can't run her other two businesses that she did have, an educational toy company and a limousine service. And so her last resort, because she doesn't want the government to pay her way, is that, you know, she's having yard sales, and she makes about $200 a weekend. But her neighbors got a little real tired of the yard sales, and they called the city officials to shut her down. And she needs the money to pay for her bone marrow treatments. Well, it's interesting. She was having her yard sales in the backyard, so I don't see what all the to-do is about. It wasn't in the front yard. But since this went kind of mainstream on the Internet and so forth as a story, people have shown up to her yard sale, the last one she was able to have before they officially shut her down completely. One guy bought a pair of candlesticks for $100. And so basically they want the city of Salem, Oregon, they just don't want a bunch of personal flea markets, you know, just making their city streets, their neighborhoods look a little, you know, I don't know, poor lady. More rules and regulations, that's what you're going to get. What else we got? Japanese researchers, they're on the road to developing transparent tissue. Woohoo! That's what we need, right? See-through persons, you know? Forget the, you know, the spy goggles. Forget the airport security, you know, scanners. Let's just make transparent tissue. Okay. This is a breakthrough in a microscopy. They want to be able to look inside individual cells, be able to look inside your brain. Forget the MRI scan for three-dimensional. Let's just make your head transparent. I'm serious. This is in the Nature Neuroscience Journal. Oh, my goodness. This is what they're going for in Japan. They want to use new chemical reagents that makes the brain see through. And it'll enable them to give them 3D images, entire structures. They'll be able to see everything. When you think, they'll know it. Oh, my goodness. Talk about reading your mind. And last but not least, on the Quack Report. You remember Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn? You remember them from Mark Twain's classic, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer? You know, you ever think about those guys? You know, they were adventuresome, boisterous. They were boys. You know, if they were alive today, based on their behavior, I bet you the current psychiatric criteria would say that these kids need some mind-altering drugs because they're just a little too active, a little too restless. They're not quiet enough. Think about it. Describing a day in school, remember Twain wrote this? He said, quote, "The harder Tom tried to fasten his mind on his book, the more his ideas wandered, and his heart ached to be free, or else to have something of interest to do and to pass the dreary time," end of quote. So that's from the book. And you know what? From the psyche textbooks of today, they would say, Tom Sawyer had a symptom called ADHD. Teacher would refer him to a psychiatrist. You know, because of his typical boy behavior, they would want to, you know, say he's got trouble focusing on work. He's got attention deficit, you know. Also, Tom's friend, Huckleberry, remember him? He probably wouldn't do it any better. He was a nonconformist, remember that? The psychiatric checklist would tag him an ODD, the oppositional defiant disorder. Yeah. Remember, he had to run away from an abusive father, and that would land Huck right in the hands of Child Protective Services, wouldn't it? They'd sedate that kid up the wazoo, put him on psychoactive drugs, you know, stabilize his mind, all subsidized by government funds. So Tom and Huck would likely experience insomnia, stomach aches, high blood pressure, stunted growth, other side effects, and then put on more drugs for those side effects to treat those diseases. And they'd start feeling despondent. They'd have mood swings. They'd lead them into depression, bipolar disorder, more drug cocktails for that, of course. So these once spirited youths might end up as a lifelong pharmaceutical junkies. What do you think? I just got asked the question, and that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, I mean, two generations ago, three generations ago, what was normal is now considered abnormal. That's weird, don't you think? I do think. Well, so let's talk about how we can speed your recovery from ill health. What do you say? Sounds good to me. So let's talk about what qualifies as ill health. Now, this is a term that is broadly used, and it can include injury, disabilities, infections, symptoms of syndromes, but generally poor health or chronic symptoms of disease is really ill health. So a condition which produces pain, dysfunction, or distresses us further also describes ill health. Then we can get caught up in all the details of why we feel lousy, but how do we get over feeling lousy? And how do we get over feeling lousy really fast? Well, there's a way. Let's find out how we do that. But first I want to talk about a little term called sickness behavior. Have you heard that one? Yeah. Our evolutionary scientific medicine says that most illness is not directly caused by an infection or body dysfunction, but instead is a response created by the body. What? Well, an example they give is fever, which, according to evolutionary medicine, is the body's response to bacteria or viruses, but that these agents are not directly the cause for illness. Evolutionary medicine calls this response sickness behavior. Absurd. That's crazy. Okay, well, let's talk about how you take care of yourself, right? And I want to talk about your glands for just a minute because they're real important. Now, we have glands which help us survive illness, basically. We do. So how do we help these glands, and how do we get over feeling lousy really quick? Well, the adrenal glands specifically are very important in helping us recover from disease, and how fast we recover can depend on the health of our adrenal system. So what exactly does our adrenal glands do? Well, a healthy adrenal gland secretes hormones to protect you from becoming obese, to help you help cure you from disease, to protect you from premature aging, and help protect you from being a victim of crime. So how does the adrenal gland do all that? Well, there are three hormones that the adrenal gland secretes: epinephrine, cortisol, and another hormone called dihydropyrandrosterone. Can you say that three times fast? Oof. Well, anyway, that last one is also an adrenal steroid. You also know it by the term DHEA. So let's just say that. Okay? And these help us through stressful situations, all these hormones. So let's take a look at these three superheroes of adrenal glands one at a time. Epinephrine's up first, and the epinephrine is the hormone that is known as the fight-or-flight hormone. So if you are threatened or you're anxious, your heart rate will go up and more blood rushes to your heart and to your muscles, and you will have a higher tolerance to pain when you're in this this mode, and your pupils widen and your brain function shifts pretty much into warp drive. So you have a heightened sense of alertness, and an action that happened quickly can upon recall seem like it occurred in slow motion. So the adrenal gland can become exhausted if this hormone gets overused. So beware if you tend to be addicted to the rush of dangerous excitement. So people who are addicted to the adrenaline rush may find that they have an exhausted adrenal gland. So epinephrine should only be used by the body in, quote, real emergencies. And the human body does not have an unlimited supply of this hormone, epinephrine. So you got to remember that. Let's talk about cortisol. That's up next. The cortisol hormone helps control your appetite and regulates the immune system's inflammation response, and also provides energy and increases that to the body. So any increases in energy that the body requires, the cortisol is the one that answers that demand. Some individuals are prescribed drugs to replace the cortisol hormone, and they can encounter some really nasty side effects. So pharmaceutical adrenal support is kind of a tricky business, and the cortisol level can become either too high or too low, causing all kinds of problems. For example, osteoporosis, kidney damage, weight gain, edema, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, yeast infections, low immunity, allergies, and even cancer. Now, modern medicine has no preventative therapies and can't really detect the beginning stages of adrenal collapse. So it is not until a patient actually receives a diagnosis of Cushing's disease or Addison's disease, which is really, naturally speaking, adrenal cancer, that any medical treatment through drugs or surgery is going to be recommended. Okay, let's hit this third one up, also known as DHEA. If you want the long term, it's dibidropiandrosterone. But this is DHEA, and it helps your body build protein, and it assists the immune system in fighting disease and to repair damage from disease. So your DHEA hormone that your body cannot live without, if it doesn't have enough, it can't even make your male and your female reproductive hormones. Yeah, this testosterone and estrogen. So you can't also, it won't be able, your body won't be able to hold off the effects of aging without it as well. And women are more severely affected with adrenal gland dysfunction and will experience a more difficult transition during menopause and premenopause stages of life. Well, let's check out the adrenal cancer situation, because if you receive a diagnosis of adrenal crisis, a lot of times they call it that, it really means your adrenal gland has cancer. And this is a gland that is limping along and will die without intervention. So the adrenal and the supra-adrenal glands, they're kind of these triangle-shaped endocrine glands that kind of sit on top of your kidneys, and their primary job is to help you deal with stress and help you recover from illness. So how common is adrenal crisis? Well, it has not been a major problem until recently. Not all cases of adrenal malfunction are reported or diagnosed correctly. However, the ones that are reported account for about 300 to 500 cases each year. Now, the average age affected by this adrenal crisis is people that are middle-aged or elderly, but the adrenal problems are usually picked up on an MRI scan when a patient is preparing for another procedure, or if they've been in an accident and they have to get an MRI or a CT scan. Children are not immune to adrenal malfunction, and most often it will affect female children. Research really has not been able to pinpoint any risk factors and claims it cannot be prevented. Prescribed medications to treat adrenal disease will prevent the adrenal gland from functioning at all, and the organ will atrophy if it's not able to work. So putting yourself on drugs pretty much is a death sentence to the adrenal gland. Okay, so let's talk about your adrenal malfunction symptoms. If you do seem to have a problem, the most common symptoms from adrenal failure are fatigue, weakness, low immunity, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, and depression. And as you can see, adrenal disease can mimic other health problems, and many patients are misdiagnosed as having depression, insomnia, obesity, lupus, an arthritic condition, or even menopause. And I've known patients that really crave salt when they're on this. So if you have a salt craving, heads up. Let's talk about a super vitamin to the rescue. How about that? Why are the adrenal glands ill? Well, basically, a diet of the individual is most likely going to be low in vitamin B5, which is your pantothenic acid. This is a vitamin B5 was actually discovered in 1933 by Dr. Roger Williams, and it has a nutrient that is present in all of our cells. So Dr. Williams named it pantothenic acid from the Greek word pathothen, which means everywhere. So without vitamin B5, the glands cannot produce hormones or neurotransmitters. The entire metabolism is thrown off kilter, and it can't metabolize carbohydrates, fats, or proteins. And once this vitamin was it was once widely available in our foods, but our foods are adulterated nowadays, and they lack much of the vital nutrition that our body need to work properly. So Some of the drugs also and over-the-counter products are depleting our system of this nutrient. So some drugs and over-the-counter products that are doing that will be aspirin and anything with salicylates in them. So products that contain that the salicylates are your acne products, your breath savers, your Alka-Seltzer, your artificial flavorings in foods, your cosmetics with additives, your detergents, your fabric conditioners, your hair products, chewing gum, lozenges, mouthwash, pain relievers, Pepto-Bismol, tanning lotions, toothpaste, wart remover, food coloring like your yellow dye 5 and 6 and your red dye number 40, and many other products. So you can see where adrenal disease can easily become an epidemic, worse than your avian flu. Okay, so where can you get vitamin B5? Well, the adrenal glands help us ward off infection and speed our recovery from health. However, it's going to need the nutrition, and you're going to find that vitamin B5 in your brewer's yeast, egg yolks, fish like your salmon and trout, beef, pork, whole grains, dried beans, sweet potatoes, green peas, cauliflower, and avocados. So try to get certified organic so they got some nutrition in it, please. And remember the recommended daily allowance, which was established during the food rationing of World War II, it recommends 10 to 100 milligrams of vitamin B5 a day. But during prolonged stress, or if you engage in vigorous exercise, you're going to require more like 100 to 1,000 milligrams a day. Also, remember, cooking foods will diminish the vitamin nutrition. And so try to get as much of this vitamin B5 as possible from your fresh, unprocessed vegetables. That's right. I know I'm coming up to a hard break here at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the natural tools, including your foods. We just went over some foods that have that B5 that are going to help you perk up those adrenal glands. They're going to get you back on the road to recovery, and so you don't have to stare down all these drugs for the rest of your life. We'll be back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. Yeah, we're going to hitch a ride to good health. What do you say? Well, we talked about for the first part of the show how we can perk up the adrenal glands, which are responsible for helping us recover from ill health, serious problems. And, you know, adrenal glands help us ward off infections, speed the recovery. Modern medicine may not have solutions through their drugs. However, the malfunction, I believe, can be addressed. So if you have adrenal problems, you know what I would do? I would use a combination of herbs, but avoid herbs with natural cyclics in them, such as your peppermint, your eucalyptus, your wintergreen, and your spearmint. Mullein herb is also an excellent herb to use to soothe glands, and lobelia herb is excellent to create an exodus of toxins out of the glands. So you can look for mullein tincture and the relaxation formula with the liquid lobelia at Apothecary Herbs. I would use the Siberian or American ginseng herbs along with your echinacea herb to boost your immune system and to give your immunity endurance. Gutacola, hawthorn berries, cayenne, ginger root, also going to strengthen the circulatory system as well as the heart system. And you can find formulas for all of that at Apothecary Herbs. And for added insurance, you know what I'd use? Some natural calcium with some boron and magnesium in the right ratio to help the glands produce hormones and protect bones from being, you know, frail. For females, I'd add the female herbs, so look for those endocrine-rich support herbs at the powerherbs.com website. The calcium formula is there, as well as the Body Foundation food mix with your vitamin nutrition when you can't always get certified organic foods or eat right. So protect your glandular system with nutrition, and don't forget, glands need healthy blood, so don't forget to do your organ cleansing from the bowel all the way to the blood system. So this is the way you deal with this stuff. This is the way you kick it in the pants and say, go away, don't ever come back. And don't revert back to really bad eating habits to put your glands at risk. But if you'd like a free product catalog on these herbs and much, much more, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, because powerherbs.com is the website, and that's where your health care options just became endless. It's all going to be up to you. You can't rely on a government system. You can't rely on a health care system that's more well, it's more lucrative to keep disease coming back than curing it. So it's all up to you to deal with your healthcare problems and research your options, read all products, ask questions, and get the job done. Okay, we're going to move along to lung cancer because I got a request this week about this. We've talked about it before, but we're going to go over it again. All of the cancers, including lung cancer, not talked about that much, though. And why is that? Well, there is this presumption that lung cancer is almost impossible to cure, and this is because most cases are not caught in time to treat it. In the United States, there's about 170,000 cases each year, and we have over 460 people a day diagnosed with lung cancer, according to accounting for about 28% of the cancer cases in the U.S. So we spend about $10 billion a year on lung cancer, and we have to find a way to successfully deal with the disease. Now, the average age at which lung cancer is diagnosed is 71, and less than 3% of the lung cancer cases are discovered under the age of 45. However, it can strike young adults and children as well. Now, what are the chances that you might get lung cancer even though you don't smoke? Well, the overall lifetime risk is 1 in 13 for men and 1 in 16 for women. So the statistics are showing Caucasian men and women have a higher rate of lung cancer than black men and women. And, you know, I just talked with someone this week who, you know, had surgery for such a condition, lung cancer, and then went through one treatment, a chemotherapy, and couldn't do anymore. But one treatment of chemo was like over $10,000. So, you know, who can pay that? Let me ask you. Okay, let's look at some of the causes. Most of the lung cancer cases are caused by smoking, 90% for women, 70% for men. About 15% of the cases are caused by exposure to other toxins like asbestos, air pollution, radon. So lung cancer can also result due to the spread of cancer from other areas of the body, like breast cancer or bladder cancer. And modern medicine does not list the main cause of lung cancer, and basically it's poor diet. That's another reason. They don't list it as a main cause. Let's look at some of the symptoms. Lung cancer may not alert us, and it can go undetected with virtually no symptoms in the early stages. Lung cancer may take 10 years to progress into an untreatable stage. And the most notable symptom is an ongoing cough, which progresses with severity, causing chest pain, hoarseness, fatigue, weight loss, difficulty breathing, wheezing, shortness of breath, frequent bouts of pneumonia and bronchitis, and coughing up blood. For the most part, over 50% of the lung cancer cases are first diagnosed in the last stage, where the cancer is really spread to other areas of the body. Only 16% of the cases are caught in the very early treatable stages. And there's some new research out there. While modern medicine looks for the new wonder drug or other expensive intervention to treat lung cancer, some researchers discovered that diet is the single most influential element that can protect smokers and non-smokers from getting lung cancer. Dr. Gladys Block, while working at the National Cancer Institute, discovered that there were 30 scientific studies which confirmed a common natural antidote for lung cancer. And Dr. Tim Byers of the CDC confirms Dr. Block's findings that all the cancers, including lung cancer, which is the most highly influenced cancer by diet alone, has a treatable area. The research all points to diet, which are devoid of fruits and vegetables that increase the risk of lung cancer. So it's basically, you know, an omission of nutrients in fruits and vegetables that produce the risk and put you in that area, that arena. So the carcinogen in tobacco is more potent to those individuals who are on poor diets. Okay, let's talk about vegetable deficiency for a second here. The medical researchers, physicians, and Cancer Institute and the CDC all agree that scientific evidence now is pointing to vegetable deficiency as a precursor to lung cancer. And I want to mention, I've known a few people that, you know, did eat fruits and vegetables. Not so many fruits, though, but did eat vegetables. But I have information on that, that it was overcooked. So when you overcook your vegetables, you're going to diminish that vitamin nutrition that will protect you from cancers like lung cancer. So try to get more fresh vegetables into the diet and less cooked ones. Let's see, where was I? Scientific evidence points to vegetable deficiency actually is vegetables and fruits that help protect that body from lung cancer, especially if you once smoked or are smoking. One important thing to remember is that vegetables should not be cooked to death. Yes, some people, especially in the southern regions of the United States, like to cook food to, quote, tender consistency, but they overdo it. Cooking changes the chemicals in plants, and you won't get the live enzymes to complete the nutrition the body is needing. So, you know, watch that. Will you please watch that? So what foods would be best? Well, if you want to beef up your diet and protect yourself from cancer, import more yellow, orange, and green fruits and vegetables into the diet. The foods that seem to have a little more protection are the foods with the orange pigment to them. These foods will also contain more beta-carotene, so look for deep orange colors and even deep green chlorophyll-rich foods. Now, science isn't quite sure why beta-carotene and chlorophyll foods are antidotes for lung cancer. Research done at State University of New York at Buffalo suggests that diets rich in beta-carotene will offer 30 to 60% protection against lung cancer. And Dr. Marilyn Menkes of Johns Hopkins University conducted a landmark study which suggested that when you don't get your fruits and vegetables and the beta-carotene, well, those levels are going to decrease in the blood system. And remember, blood brings healing. So in 1983, Dr. Menkes discovered that the majority of the lung cancer patients had very low levels of beta-carotene. Further research showed her that the patients with the lowest beta-carotene levels had twice the lung cancer rate. So evidence was pretty much overwhelming that Dr. Menkes actually could predict with the blood beta-carotene levels which smokers would develop a deadly form of lung cancer within 10 years. So if you don't eat carrots, oranges, green leafy vegetables, you quadruple your risk of getting lung cancer. The National Cancer Institute is trying to figure out how to take a carrot and make an anti-cancer drug out of it. You know what? Just eat the carrots. You know? Please? A carrot a day, British researchers, Imperial Cancer Research Fund, report that eating a carrot a day made a big anti-cancer difference. Dr. Regina Ziegler, the National Cancer Institute, reported that by eating a half a cup of beta-carotene-rich or deep green vegetables each day, made the difference between low and high risk among smokers and ex-smokers. Essentially, the research is suggesting that we can obtain a cancer protective dose in a carrot a day. So how easy is that? However, since each individual is different, the anti-cancer impact of food can vary. It may take 2 or 4 carrots a day for some individuals to receive the same protection that another would get with just 1 or 2 carrots. So, you know, eat carrots, though. Eat. More research. The University of Alabama discovered the power of folic acid in green vegetables. It helps fight cancer. Lung cancer patients have lower levels of vitamin B, which can weaken cells, making them more vulnerable to tumors and, of course, you know, keeping your adrenal glands from getting you better. So folic acid, vitamin B, is found in high concentrations in the following foods: spinach, collards, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Dried beans also contain the folic acid, and the University of Hawaii, their studies of various vegetables found tomatoes also cut the risk of lung cancer like the beta-carotene-rich foods do. They reported that tomatoes cut the risk of lung cancer by 7-fold in women and 3-fold in men. This seemed to do better than the beta-carotene, which cut the risk 3-fold in women and 2-fold in men. They report that it is the lutein or lycopene in the tomato, which is an anti-cancer element. Okay. Well, you know, in ancient times, people visited the apothecary shop, and they also used their foods. They were superfoods, basically, for medicinal, nutritional elements to help correct health problems. So you can, too. So you can do that today. So I encourage you to do that. You can call up the apothecary herb shop. Yep, you can call them toll-free, get a free product catalog. You can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. You're going to find some natural folic acid, the vitamin B, the chlorophyll-rich beta-carotene foods with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's in that Body Foundation food mix. It's one of their best sellers. A one-month supply of this powdered mix, which is water-soluble. You throw it in juice or water, and you cover your nutritional gamut. You can get rid of a bunch of supplement bottles with this one thing, and it's under $40. So it's all certified organic plants grown to till standards or well-crafted, which means no fertilizers, no ethylene oxide gas, no pesticides, no herbicides have touched that food. Awesome. So check it out. No pills to swallow. Just stir in the dose and drink it down. You're done. Now, if you do smoke, try their Smoker's Helper. It's going to help you with your cravings to quit smoking, and all toxic-free and very inexpensive. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call toll-free. Get a free product catalog, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, and thepowerherbs.com. And check it out there. You'll be so glad you did. Man. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about how to drop the cholesterol under 200. What do you say? I'm ready. If you are among the 107 million people in the United States that have been told their cholesterol is over 200, hey, you will want to know that you can naturally drop that cholesterol level under 200 within a year or less. Just think of it. No more cholesterol drugs. No more jabs in the arm to take your blood and spin it down in a centrifuge. No more analyzing blood fats. No more time lost from work waiting on the doctor. No more expensive office visits. No more risk to your liver with the toxic drugs they give you. And you feel better, and you're less anxious about heart disease. How about that? That sounds like a plan to me. Now, if the Asians can have cholesterol levels below 100 because of their diet, hey, so can you. Okay, let's look at the big picture. Because of an unhealthy lifestyle, an unhealthy lifestyle, and the choices you're making have put your cardiovascular system at risk, and it could collapse. And on top of it, because of the modern medicine treatment via drugs, you also face liver failure and other health problems. So there are approximately 98 million Americans with cholesterol levels of 200. Over a third of these individuals, 38 million, have levels of 240 or higher. That places them at a high-risk category. Of course, more women over the age of 45 have higher cholesterol levels than men do. And we are making the manufacturers of cholesterol drugs wealthy, with 30 million prescriptions written each year at the tune of $20 billion. The number one drug sold, rakes in $10 billion, is the statin drugs, Lipitor. And why is that? Well, the other number one statin drug, Baycol, was taken off the market due to toxic deadly effects. So what else is left, right? Okay, so doctors know that lifestyle changes with no drugs will lower cholesterol by about 40%. So that would mean if your cholesterol level was 240 and you made some healthy changes to your diet, you could lower your cholesterol to 144 or even lower. The Asians have an average blood cholesterol level of 95, mainly because of their diet, which, you know, contains low animal fat. So cholesterol, let's look at it. I got cholesterol right here. It's a mugshot. I got it right here. What is it, really? Well, our villain is this yellow, waxy stuff, often described as fat, and it likes to hang around your blood, and it multiplies. It deposits itself on the main arteries flowing through your body, and you can, if you get enough cholesterol loitering about, it's gonna gang up and narrow the passages and create a roadblock, shortening your route to the heart, giving you heart failure. Of course, we are describing the LDL cholesterol, you know, and the trick is to root out the LDL cholesterol, those properties, and keep the good HDL cholesterol, right? And diet does that. It's not rocket science. Really? Some studies, Dr. Daniel Steinberg, University of California School of Medicine, he says that there is a way to slow arterial sclerosis by 70% and even reverse it. Medicine likes to do this by pumping up the HDL cholesterol, which is supposed to help reduce the LDL cholesterol, but it's extremely important to have a healthy liver if you intend to accomplish this through their toxic drugs. And in order to destroy the bad cholesterol, the liver cannot be sick in order to remove cholesterol toxins. So Dr. Steinberg recommends eating foods with antioxidants to prevent the LDL cholesterol in the first place. Well, there you go. Bean power. Some of the foods which can help you accomplish your goal are dried beans, known as nature's cheapest fix at reducing cholesterol. According to Dr. James Anderson of the University of Kentucky College of Medicine, by eating a cup of cooked dried beans each day, it helps suppress LDL cholesterol by at least 20%. How fast will that happen? About 3 to 4 weeks. So what kind of beans do you got to eat? All kinds seem to work. Navy, black, pinto, kidney, lentils, chickpeas, soybeans, whatever. Eating beans will also boost up the good HDL cholesterol to help protect you from congested arteries. Okay? It's choices. Easy ones. So what about oats? You hear about oats, all the Cheerios, the box of Cheerios, the breakfast cereal stating help lower cholesterol. Well, recently the FDA informed manufacturers promoting oats as a heart aid to cease and desist. There have been over 25 studies on the healing power of oats, according to Dr. Michael Davidson of Cardiology of Rush Presbyterian St. Luke Medical Center in Chicago. It takes about one cup of dried oats to produce a 16% reduction in the bad LDL cholesterol. So how does that work? Well, Dr. Davidson reports that it's the beta-glucans. This is the fiber that blocks the bad cholesterol production and helps move bad cholesterol out. And even if you have a pre-existing problem in your blood. So, of course, you don't want to eat beans and oats along with your fast food and expect to improve your cholesterol levels, that's not going to work. A healthy lifestyle is going to be required. Also, you will want to get a quality oat and prepare it correctly, or your results can vary. Now, I like to use organic rolled oats, and I add them to bran muffins, or I eat it as a cereal. So when I prepare the oats as a cereal, I will boil the water, and then I'll add the oats to the water, remove it from the heat and cover it, and let it sit for about 3 minutes. I let the oats soak just a little bit in the hot water for 3 minutes. Don't overdo it. Any time over that, the oats will get sticky and gluey, and you just want to tenderize them. But if you overdo it, they get gluey and sticky and heavy, and it's very hard on the digestive system, and they can actually stick to the colon wall, creating a coating, a lining, so a casing, as they call it. Well, let's look at some herbs. Is there a perfect herb out there that helps fight bad cholesterol? Well, you betcha. It's garlic. Awesome. And there have been over 20 studies done on the power of garlic to help fight high cholesterol. Dr. Robert Lynn, chairman of the International Health Center, reports that 3 cloves of garlic per day helps reduce cholesterol by 10 to 15%. And a controlled study at LTM Medical College in Bombay showed that 50 subjects reduced their cholesterol by 15% and improved their blood clot factor by eating 3 cloves of garlic each day. Bastre College in Seattle used garlic oil and produced a 7% reduction in cholesterol. So what about onions? Well, onion is cousin to the garlic, and Dr. Victor Gerwich of the Harvard University Medical School reports a half a cup of raw onion increases the good HDL cholesterol by 30%. And a study showed that raw onions had a more benefit than the cooked onions. So if you pair your garlic and your onion together in your lifestyle, you're going to block the production of bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol there, so you'll have a win-win. And there is some other things that you can do, but I see I am running out of time really quick. So if you want to protect yourself with a healthy lifestyle, do so. Make sure you cleanse your organs, keep that liver clean, because it helps manage cholesterol in the blood system. Do your organ cleansing and call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs. You can get your organ cleansing kits in one package or one at a time with complete instructions step by step with a money-back guarantee and product support. Call them 866-229-3663 or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, but you know what? Don't go anywhere because next up, Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical results from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.